Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time, from your desktop or phone. Start today. Right now, NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired. Chinese hospitals deploy AI to help diagnose COVID-19, by Tom Simonite. Zhangnan Hospital of Wuhan University in Wuhan, China, is at the heart of the outbreak of COVID-19, the disease caused by the new coronavirus SARS-CoV-2 that has shut down cities in China as well as Iran, Italy, and South Korea. That's forced the hospital to become a testbed for how quickly a modern medical center can adapt to a new infectious disease epidemic. One experiment is underway in Zhangnan's radiology department, where staff are using artificial intelligence software to detect visual signs of the pneumonia associated with COVID-19 on images from lung CT scans. Haibo Xu, professor and chair of radiology at Zhangnan Hospital, says the software helps overworked staff screen patients and prioritize those most likely to have COVID-19 for further examination and testing. He emailed Wired an audio file of himself answering a reporter's questions about the project and answered other questions by email. Detecting pneumonia on a scan doesn't alone confirm a person has the disease, but Xu says doing so helps staff diagnose, isolate, and treat patients more quickly. The software can identify typical signs or partial signs of COVID-19 pneumonia, he wrote in an email. Doctors can then follow up with other examinations and lab tests to confirm a diagnosis of the disease. Xu says his department was quickly overwhelmed as the virus spread through Wuhan in January. The software in use at Zhangnan was created by Beijing startup InfraVision, which says its COVID-19 tool has been deployed at 34 hospitals in China and used to review more than 32,000 cases. The startup, founded in 2015 with funding from investors, including early Google backer Sequoia Capital, is an example of how China has embraced applying artificial intelligence to medicine. China's government has urged development of AI tools for healthcare as part of sweeping national investments in artificial intelligence. China's relatively lax rules on privacy allow companies such as InfraVision to gather medical data to train machine learning algorithms in tasks like reading scans more easily than U.S. or European rivals. InfraVision created its main product, software that flags possible lung problems on CT scans using hundreds of thousands of lung images collected from major Chinese hospitals. The software is in use at hospitals in China and being evaluated by clinics in Europe and the U.S., primarily to detect potentially cancerous lung nodules. The firm began work on its COVID-19 detector early in the outbreak after noticing a sudden shift in how existing customers were using its lung scan reading software. In mid-January, not long after the U.S. Centers for Disease Control advised against travel to Wuhan due to the new disease, hospitals in Hubei province began employing a previously little-used feature of InfraVision software that looks for evidence of pneumonia, according to CEO Quan Chen. "We realized it was coming from the outbreak," he says. InfraVision's staff in Beijing worked through the Lunar New Year holiday to tune their existing pneumonia detection algorithms to look more specifically for COVID-19 pneumonia. The company acquired images of the newly discovered pneumonia from Wuhan Tongji Hospital, one of the first to receive patients with the new disease, and a long-standing collaborator. The version of the software in use today was trained with more than 2,000 images from COVID-19 patients, Chen says. "Definitively diagnosing COVID-19 requires detecting the virus that causes it, SARS-CoV-2, in bodily fluids. Because testing takes some time and some laboratories are becoming overloaded, clinical signs such as studying lung scans have become more important." Official COVID-19 diagnosis guidelines released by China's National Commission recommend using chest CT images as a major factor in diagnosis. Pneumonia associated with the disease, like other forms of viral pneumonia including that caused by SARS, produces shadows that radiologists call ground glass opacity. A paper reviewing COVID-19 lung scans published last week by Hongjin Kim at Seoul National University Hospital in South Korea concluded that AI software might lessen the burden on hospitals dealing with outbreaks by helping radiologists identify patients with the disease earlier. Luke Oakden Rayner, director of medical imaging research at the Royal Adelaide Hospital in Australia, says InfraVision's project makes him both skeptical and cautiously optimistic. "It's plausible that algorithms could help staff reading scans to work faster, but that would only make a significant difference to patients if radiologists' time was a major bottleneck in a hospital's operations." Xu says it has been an issue at Xiangnan Hospital, but that may not be the case in every hospital experiencing a rush of COVID-19 patients. "More certain is that InfraVision stands to raise its public profile with the project," Oakden Rayner says. InfraVision's work on coronavirus is part of a raft of experimentation in China triggered by the outbreak. Xiangnan recently began operating the hastily constructed 1,600-bed Lishenshan Hospital, one of two built from scratch in Wuhan to accommodate the surge of patients. It's also using InfraVision's new software. China's clinical trial registry lists more than 230 studies targeting the disease, including using acupuncture. Developing and testing new medical software or treatments within weeks isn't ideal, but the mounting numbers of patients and deaths are forcing the hands of researchers in both the U.S. and China. So far, there's no vaccine for the virus and no standout treatment for its effects. Chen, the InfraVision CEO, says the COVID-19 pneumonia detector will eventually need formal approval from China's National Medical Product Administration, which oversees healthcare AI tools. "For now, the priority is to help doctors and patients. There are always risks for any action in a dangerous outbreak like this, but the risk of inaction is much greater," he says.